So when you look at that, these are items that we typically, if we were to do in, say, any neighborhood anywhere else, we would assess for this. So I could prepare a report and talk about how do we assess adjoining properties. Having said that, what are TIDs for? And I actually had Google help me with the definition. TIDs are intended to generally create improvements in distressed, underdeveloped, or underutilized parts of a jurisdiction where development might otherwise not occur. So there's a lot to be said that we should not assess for it. This is a TID district. However, you do have the ability, if we wanted to assess some or all of these improvements, we could do so. But I would appreciate guidance on your desire to prepare a assessment report, because that'll take a lot of effort on my part. I'm not sure I can get it done for the next meeting, but I'll do my best. If not next meeting, definitely the meeting after. And we are, as I've mentioned before, I'm trying to run to get these improvements done and under contract before June of next year. So you see a list of the improvements there. Some of these we're getting ready to talk about tonight and authorize notice proceeds, contingent on some other things. But I guess I would suggest to you that it might not be prudent to assess for it, but that is your right to do so, and that's why I'm calling the question.
So I'll start the conversation. So if we choose to announce our assessment, there's nothing that says we have to assess. Is that correct? Up and down, left and right. Mr. City Attorney.
A few more steps to go before it finalizes and set in stone, but I'll defer.
City Attorney.
This is a tax incremental development district. It includes a project plan. The project plan lists all the public improvements to develop tax incremental district number 4. The project plan provides that tax increment will pay for the cost of those public improvements. If the city were going to simply put all these public improvements in by itself, no tax incremental district would be required, and probably not allowed, because the purpose of a tax incremental district is to have property develop which would not develop but for the provision of the project plan, project costs paid by increment from the new development.
I'm not rebuttal. I'm just pointing out that we did review that list. I think but the exact language is the TID may pay for it, da-da-da-da. So I didn't necessarily say the TID shall pay for it.
On the affirmative, Mr. City Attorney.
If there's any question right now, I would say you can just move to adjourn if the thought is to tax assess, because all of the rest of these items are tax incremental district 4 related, and the expenditure period has about 5 months remaining in its life.
I would like to clarify, I'm not petitioning that I want to assess.
The recommendation is against, actually.
Okay. Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Dandridge.
To the finance director, then. You did not take an assessment value and put it into our tax rolls as a calculation, did you?
These assumptions are with the existing assessed values for the property.
Okay, good. then I'll make the motion. For option B, direct staff to proceed on improvements of TID 4 without consideration of assessment for any infrastructure.
Yes.
Pardon?
Underline without, yes, sir.
I see that. For any infrastructure improvements in the tax increment of district number 4 for benefited properties.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to not assess signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you much. It was not quite as interesting as a staff-level discussion, but it was not bad. We did have a point counterpoint. Okay, G25231, resolution award Franklin Corporate Park wastewater pumping station to Staub Construction, $867,000. This is for the lift station, the building, and drop it in place, right?
So this is a lift station that would be located on a parcel that we have not obtained yet. So that's coming. This is contingent upon continued action that we actually acquire the property. If by chance things fell apart and we were not able to acquire the property, we could have Rucker Milkey shoot for a small design fee, redesign and move everything to the north, and it would be out of their MLG property. MLG understands the concern that would make it more difficult for them to develop. So I don't anticipate that being a problem. But having said that, I just wanted you to be aware of this issue.
Mr. City Attorney.
And with regard to the contingency on purchase of property and acquiring all the permits, Legal Services Department staff was reviewing this, and I want to leave that time for review open a bit with regard to the motion to add and subject to any changes upon review by the Legal Services Department with regard to the property acquisition and permit obtaining of permits, with such changes to possibly be included in the resolution.
So again, if we don't get the property that we really want, it doesn't matter. We can use this building at an alternate location. Is there a motion as per with the addition of the language the city attorney just outlined?
So move.
I'll second.
Discussion? This includes the motion, the language from the city attorney. Yes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G26 on page 237 is a resolution to award Franklin Corporate Park South Hickory Street corridor utility improvements to Super Excavators, $4,058,768. Mr. City Attorney.
Would suggest the motion include the same terms as I read into the record and for the Common Council in item G25.
This is also located on, by the way, that we've agreed to purchase from the Wint property. The earnest money has been paid, but we haven't actually closed the property yet.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion, including the language city attorney previously stated.
Yes.
All those are in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G27, page 245. Resolution authorized task order 7 to Rucker & Milkey for phase 1. This is for construction services related to Hickory Street corridor utility improvements and the pump station. Mr. City Attorney.
Same addition to a motion as stated in item G25 and G26.
So move.
I'll second.
This
second.
Is in the amount of $413,750. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Page 253, G28, authorized Terracon a contract for construction, observation, and testing services related to Hickory Street corridor, the utility improvements, pump station, et cetera. Time and materials contract for not to exceed
$40,000.
Ditto. Mr. City Attorney?
Suggest the same addition with regard to Legal Services Department review and potential changes to the motion as done on the prior three items.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. With the city attorney's language, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G29, page 261. Request a bid Franklin Corporate Park Elm Road improvements. Mr. City Engineer.
So for the fairly recent request or requirement, anytime we bid something, we'd like to get your permission for it. Elm Road from 27th Street into what will be Hickory Street. We have a schedule laid out there of how this would proceed if we were to finish design it. It's not designed yet, but we're getting close to design and then proceed on the contract. So there's a schedule of dates. Rucker Milkey is proceeding on design. We just are thinking about how to go out for bid now.
Is there a motion to approve? Alderman Mayor.
Just a quick question. The North-South Street, is that Hickory?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are we happy giving that a name and as opposed to a numbered name for a location? Have we discussed that?
Of all the things we've talked internally about, this probably generated the most conversation from the mayor and the alderman of the district. The developer actually preferred to have it 35th Street.
A developer.
But it was roundly decided that we preferred Hickory, Aspen, Chestnut, what's Birch.
No, Chestnut didn't make the cut, did it?
Yep.
Did you get input from the fire and police departments?
I did not.
We will.
Okay. Before we give it a final name, it's still early enough, but I would get input from the fire and police department as to their desires for that name. It may seem like a small thing, and I know it looks more appealing to marketers, but for fire and police response needs, it's usually better to have numbered streets north and south and named streets east and west. So I'll be okay with whatever you decide with them.
I will make the request.
And let it be known, we did have Ward and June Cleaver and the Beaver and Wally living on one of these streets until we changed the name. So it was rather family friendly for a while. Okay. There's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to skip the next two items because they're closed session.
No, there is not a motion on
29. Item 29, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor again?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G30 and 31 are both closed session. We'll move to item H1, which is vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers on ending date of January 16, 2020, in the amount of $4,775,684.16, and payroll dated January 17, 2020. In the amount of $488,434.02, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $389,358.15 plus city matching payments, and the payroll estimated for January 31st in the amount of $400,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated $414,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax vouchers with an ending date of January 16th, 2020, in the amount of $36,461,849.94, and use of the investment funds for tax settlements of $39,820,199.36, and approval to release payment to start payment in the amount of $218,981.77. Approval of release to payment of Knight Berry and TID 5 for the amount of $736,105.73. And approval to release payment to Knight Berry TID 7 in the amount of $805,899.50. And approval to release payment to Loomis and Ryan Inc. for TID 6 in the amount of $1,349,996.40.
So move.
Second.
We need all ayes. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. I'll move on to item I-1, which is licenses. Alderman Nelson, you're the Lone Ranger.
So the first one on Emma, we're going to continue to hold for appearance. That was a no-show. The next 4 items were reviewed for compliance, and the result was satisfactory.
That would be through Altamart?
Yes.
Okay. So does that be approved?
Well, it wasn't anything to approve because these were from a May 25th, all of them were May 25th violations from PD operations for underage sale of alcohol. So this was from May 25th of 19, so they were already granted their permits effective June 30th. So, I mean, we just reviewed them and everyone was fine. So apparently if we need to approve them, we can say approved, but I don't think there's anything to approve. Madam Clerk? Sorry.
No, these were just referred for appearances, okay. So there was nobody was on hold, nobody was, it was just a appearance before the, so you could just say no action required.
No action taken on those? Approved, starting with Binnig, end of the page is all approved. Page 2. The first three are approved, last two are hold for appearance.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, folks, we're going to probably go into closed session, so those of you without business here, thanks very much for playing along. Let's do the first one first, though. Potential land acquisition for Elm Road for TID 4. Is there a requirement to go into closed? Okay. Well, you offered me the option, so is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e for market competition bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to the potential property acquisition for Elm Road right-of-way improvements for the tax incremental district number 4, Franklin Corporate Park, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to affect such acquisition and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Thank you.
Purchase and sale of real estate documents in furtherance of the terms authorized by the Common Council at its meeting on January 7, 2020, with such minor changes as discussed in closed session at this meeting and approved by the City Engineer, Director of Finance and Treasurer, and City Attorney, and to authorize the Mayor, City Clerk, and Director of Finance and Treasurer to execute and deliver such agreements and acceptance of any counteroffers thereto.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.